Well, now, how does identification and identity and so forth come into being in the first place? It's an individual's deserting his own viewpoint of dimension, which is, say, deserting his own space, and assigning the ability to make space to some material object or to another person. Mama, for instance, is making all the space for lots of preclears, but this is a really tertiary, third-grade manifestation. This guy who has to have another symbol make all the space from him, that's not a mistake. That's from him. You make space from something. You have gotten somebody who has deserted his childhood home, New York, Miami Beach, Dallas and Fort Worth as possible places that the mess universe is being seen from or space is made from. And we've gotten into this kind of a category where you have to make space from a symbol that everybody knows moves all over the place. I mean, space has gotten that bad. Mama's making all the space, and she moves her all over the place, but she still makes the space. And this is a real kind of an apathy. When you get somebody with a remote viewpoint parked in Mama's head who is really seeing the world from Mama, he's in bad shape because he's deserted his first consideration. His first consideration was simply to assign automatically space-making to some kind of an object. He just set up some kind of an object and he said, this is making all the space, and that's all there was to it. Now somebody's come along and taken that object away from him. And we get here now the manifestation of winning valence. That which forces the preclear to accept it as an orientation point against his will and determinism becomes his winning valence. And he becomes that thing. He becomes the thing which forces him to take its viewpoint. He has to in order to have any space. If he doesn't, why, he stays into such a state of disagreement that he doesn't have any space. And so we get the first considerations of valence by first getting a consideration of viewpoints from the individual, then consideration from automatic viewpoints, which is, say, messed object, bright spikes, you might say, childhood home, so on.